In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Anthony's with me. I'm reading a scripture from the fourth chapter of St. Luke. It's beautiful. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He's Jewish. Go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, on Saturday. You know that this is real. This is real. He couldn't go to the temple because they're far away from the temple. The temple they need to go in during Passover and during the Feast of Booths and during one of the other things, the Pentecost. Let's continue. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives." Are you captive today? Release. Be released in Jesus' name. Amen. "And recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. They say he sat down in the Messiah's seat. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me the proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that you have done and that we have heard you do in Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, and when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a famine, a severe famine, over all the land, yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow of Zarephath." She was a Gentile. They get very upset about this. They want to throw Jesus over the brink of the hill. But Jesus walks right by them, right through them. The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus. Is the Spirit of the Lord upon you? Is the Spirit of the Lord upon me? We need that Holy Spirit to be upon us. We need the Holy Spirit to watch us and to watch over us and to lead us. Oh, yes, I wasn't going to do the scripture today, but the Lord said, "Do it." I was going to do the 10th chapter of John, but the Lord says, "No, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me." This is wonderful. I need to be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't want to do my thing. You see, radio is not my thing. My thing is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he has given us authority and power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cure leprosy. He has been filled with the Holy Spirit, and he calls us to be filled with the glory of God, with the Holy Spirit of God.
The greatest grace that can be given is the glory of the Father. You know, as it says in the Bible, the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. But as we talk, and as Father Tom talks about the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, I can feel it starting to pour out on us, on you, on your environment. You know, angels hearken to the Word of God. In the glory of God, anything is possible. Healings, miracles. You know, there's an atmosphere of heaven that can be created by reading the Word of God, by speaking about the goodness of God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask for you to pour out the Holy Spirit upon every listener, to open up portals of heaven into their car, to give them a touch of your glory. You know, we know the Holy Spirit comes upon people like fire. We ask for the wind of God, the Holy Spirit, to blow upon every listener. You know, the wind of the Holy Spirit can blow out your problems, blow away your concerns. Because when we focus on the problems of the world, you know, it can be overwhelming. But when we look up to the glory of God and the goodness of God, we can be consumed by God. And in that consumption, all our problems go to nothing. You know, we're immersed in the love of God, which is what God wants you to be immersed in today. Because when you're immersed in the love of God, your surrender becomes easy. What we consume consumes us. When we're consumed with the goodness of God, we no longer are consumed by our issues and our, like, these worldly dilemmas. And then God just takes care of them. You know, we can come back and God can do anything. He's sovereign. Today, God wants you to know, just give me everything. Give me whatever's going on, whatever's tormenting you, whatever's afflicting you today. Don't think of that. Think about me. God says, think about what I sent my son down to do on the cross for you because of how much I love you. By the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that was sent onto this earth to be your advocate, to walk with you, to fill you. And right now, Lord, we just ask, just totally saturate everyone with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
A way to bring the glory of God is to praise the Lord until a spirit of worship comes. Yes. Worship the Lord and the glory comes. We're going to try it right now. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in him, and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Now that was praise. Now we'll do a little worship. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God fall afresh on us, melt us, mold us, fill us, use us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Oh, the glory of His presence. Oh, the glory of His presence. Fall on your people now with the glory of God. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory falls on you. Today, while I was watching the news, the power and presence of God came upon me, so I shut it off. I should have been there longer. It was on my face and in my chest. I don't often feel that, but you know what? Maybe it's a new day that I'm going to experience that every day. That's wonderful. That's the glory of God. That's the glory of God. When we receive the Eucharist, after the Eucharist, we can pray for the sick because we've got Jesus in us in a sacramental way. Oh, the glory of God fall upon you, that you would know that in the glory, in the presence of God, everything can happen. Yes, the dead can be raised. Yes, the blind can see. Yes, the deaf can hear. Oh, yes. Oh, the glory of His presence. Oh, the glory.
Yeah, as Father Tom was singing, I could just see the glory of God falling on you like raindrops. You know, the way God made this word, this world, is that words have power. You know, Jesus is the Word incarnate. As we speak of the glory, as we speak the Word of God, so follows the wind of the Holy Spirit. You know, you want to speak your healing into existence. You want to speak your life. You want to speak the goodness of God into your life. You know, God's just really putting on my heart right now. There's a lot of people listening that the tactic of the enemy is anything but God. You know, he wants you to focus, very focused on the worldly issues, the problems. You're focused on everything but the goodness of God, the glory of the Father, how much you're loved by Jesus. But Jesus says, you know, what we consume consumes us. This is the answer to all your issues, to all your problems. You don't need to do anything more than focus on the love of God and the glory of God to take care of any worldly issue. Because guess what? Everything's the grace of God, and God can do it all for you. But do you let Him? You know, God wants to trust you with everything, but are you trustworthy? He wants to fill you with His glory, but can you be a conduit to hold His glory? You know, and how do we hold the glory of God? We immerse ourselves in the goodness and the love and the power of God. Like I said earlier, you know, the kingdom of God comes in power. And God works in power. God wants to be powerful in your life. He wants to use you for power. He doesn't want you to worry about what you think you know. Foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Rely on God's wisdom and God's strength. Know that we are weak, but where we end, God begins. You know, He's so good. that faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. Rest not your faith in the wisdom of the world. Live your life by the truth of the Bible. And you'll live a life to be marked in history. You'll live a life in the glory of the Father. It will come with his tribulation, but you'll live a life on this earth, which when you get to heaven, you'll be so happy you did.
Start praising the Lord in song. That's the first beginning, fast song. Then go to a next song that's not fast and praise the Lord with that two or three times. Then receive the glory. Receive the glory of God. How much we need the glory of God to be put on us. You remember Moses? He had to cover his face because the glory of God was upon him. And it was only for a time. We are called to be filled with the glory of God. We are called to be filled with the Spirit that was on Jesus and is on Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus has not changed. He's in heaven. And he says, I will be with you always, even till the end of time. My love is yours, belongs to you. I love you. I remember pointing to someone at the cenacle many years ago, and I said, Jesus loves you. Next week, the woman came up to me and said, what did you have in your index finger? I said, excuse me? She said, when you said Jesus loves you, you pointed to me, and the power of God came upon me. I said, isn't that wonderful? I was not aware of it. I was not aware of it, but she was. Changed her life. Oh, yes. One touch from God can change your whole life. One touch from God can change your whole life. Oh, yes. If it wasn't for the last week in August, the last weekend in August, 1968, I received a touch from God, more than a touch. I was so filled with the Holy Spirit that I couldn't do anything but praise God. No one taught me to praise God. The Holy Spirit did. Oh, yes, one touch from heaven can change your whole experience. I'm going to ask, how do you get the touch? Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. How do I surrender? I just say, Lord, I surrender. And I believe you're going to do everything for me. And I'm going to work with you. I'm going to work with you, Lord, because you are the Lord. And you are the one that is filled with glory.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We just ask you to pour out more glory on every listener. To allow them to know the light of God drives out all darkness. So how do we drive out any torment, any darkness, any areas in us? With the glory and the light of God. We don't try to go through these areas on our own. We don't try to go through these tribulations on our own. We know that the power of God is the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of man. So we just give them to you, Lord. We ask for the strength right now to give all these areas to you and let you handle them. You know, we know that everything is a grace, God, that without your grace, we wouldn't even be able to take the next breath. That we're being chosen to hear this message right now so that we can come into a deeper place with you. That we didn't choose you, but before you created the foundation of the world, you chose us. And we ask for the knowledge the experiential knowledge to know that you love us with an unending love that nothing can compare to, that you want to use us. Through the Holy Spirit, you have given us power to heal. We know that a lot of times Jesus is just waiting on us. Do we have the faith to be healed? You know, one touch from heaven can change everything. Do we have the faith to reach out and touch the cloak of Jesus? Because just one touch, that woman was healed. Do we have the faith to allow our friends to lower us down as a paraplegic? Because the faith, like Jesus said, your faith has healed him. What heals? Our faith in God. Our surrender to God. You know, Jesus is just saying there's a hard way and an easy way. You know, he uses everything to the good. Everything that's happened in your life to those who love him is like a stream, all leading to Jesus, all leading to your surrender. But you know, you can skip a lot of heartache and torment and by just giving it to him all now. Because all Jesus wants is your everything. To him, you are everything. If you were the only person in the world, he would have went on that cross for you alone. He doesn't want just your praise and your worship and your adoration. He loves it, and he needs that. He's a jealous God. We serve a jealous God. He needs our love. He wants our love. We are created to love and live in union with him. But he also wants every other area in your life, your pain, your anxiety, your darkness. So just, Jesus, we pray that you give me, you give Father Tom, you give every listener the strength to just give it all to you. We know you want to trust us with everything. Make us trustworthy. We know you want to give us your glory. Make us be able to be vessels of it. You know, let us get out of the way so that you can take over. Because a life lived as us being the king of our lives is a life wasted. But a life lived serving you as a king is a life that's going to live in eternity. And that's all we want. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask for you to rain down that grace on us. And we thank you and we love you.
That grace comes through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord says through St. Paul, the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of the world. The wisdom of God, what is the wisdom? The cross. The wisdom of God is greater than the wisdom of the world. How we need to extol Jesus for dying for us. How we need to extol Jesus for rising from the dead for us. Oh yes, we need to do that. Extol him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you did for me. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Just remember this. There is now. Say now. Now. No condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. When is it? Now. If you're being condemned and you're being tormented, go to the lavatory and flush it down the toilet. Oh, yes. That you don't want it anymore, because there is now. Now, not tomorrow, but now. No condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you believe that today? Oh, Father, you don't know what I go through. Listen, you don't know what I go through either. But it's the same for both of us. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, now, now. And now spelled backwards is one. We have won the victory of the Lord through Christ who died and rose from the dead. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. That's what we have been doing for the last half hour. Good news. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.